With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Democratic candidate Rob Quist has reported an additional $57,000 in income previously not included in the financial disclosure statement he filed 2 months ago. Quist filed a new disclosure statement after Associated Press queries about discrepancies in the income he initially reported to federal officials and on his 2016 income tax returns. The new statement shows Quist and his wife made about $136,000 in 2016. The original report identified about $79,000 in income. A Quist spokesperson says the new filing was a routine update. Quist is running for Montana's vacant seat in the U.S. House against Republican Greg Gianforte and Libertarian Mark Wicks. Absentee ballots have been mailed, and voting day is May 25th. An Eastern Montana man who was convicted of embezzling $1.9 million from 18 people that he convinced to invest in his house flipping business has been sentenced to 40 years in prison and ordered to pay restitution. U.S. District Judge Michael Hayworth sentenced 62-year-old Richard Brandt yesterday on 6 felony counts. Two of the victims spoke during Brandt's sentencing, saying he cost them their life savings and caused stress-related health problems. Darvin Leedholt said he invested with Brandt so he could buy a house for himself and his mother, who needed a house without stairs. Leedholt said his mother ended up falling down the stairs at her house, leading to her death and causing him to have a heart attack. Judge Hayworth said Brandt didn't cooperate in identifying assets for restitution purposes. A federal agency that plans to build a new Yellowstone River dam and bypass channel, meant to save an endangered fish, only has about half the money needed for construction. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers signed a $36 million contract with Ames Construction to build the irrigation dam and the channel for endangered pallid sturgeon in Montana. But the agency has only $19 million in hand. Project manager Christopher Facero says a funding request has been made to Congress. The money was not in a spending bill released yesterday, and President Donald Trump has proposed cutting the Corps' budget by $1 billion next year. A federal judge last month cleared the Corps to begin construction. Wildlife groups that oppose the dam plan to ask the judge to block the project again. A Washington state man has pleaded guilty to federal charges alleging he brought a woman to Montana to work as a prostitute. 23-year-old Andrew Anthony Rivera of Tacoma pleaded guilty yesterday to transportation of a person with the intent to engage in criminal activity. Prosecutors agreed to dismiss a second charge and recommend a prison sentence of 2 to 8 years as part of a plea agreement. Rivera was arrested at a Billings motel in 2016 after a law enforcement investigation led to online communications with a person offering sex for money. Prosecutors say a woman at the motel told officers she traveled from Washington with Rivera to engage in prostitution. She said he kept most of her earnings from the criminal activity. Montana's bankruptcy judge has recused himself from overseeing the bankruptcy filing of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Great Falls Billings because his prior law firm provided assistance in the case. The case has been assigned to U.S. bankruptcy judge Jim Pappas of Idaho. The diocese filed for bankruptcy as part of the negotiations to settle 72 claims of sexual abuse. I'm Rachel Kramer.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana's tourism industry saw more people last year, but fewer dollars. That's according to the latest update released today by the Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research at the University of Montana. In 2016, about 12.5 million out-of-state visitors came to Montana. That's up 3% over 2015. But they spent about 5% less, says UM's Norma Nickerson.
The year before, it was down as well, and we thought, well, it was the Canadian dollar being weak and our dollar strong. But now we can't blame it on that, and we can't blame it on the gas prices. And so we're not totally sure why that's the case.
Out-of-state tourists spent $3.6 billion in Montana in 2015. This year, it was $100 million less. Nickerson says data points to shorter lengths of stay in the state, on average one night less. She said that, coupled with larger groups spending less together, could be partially to blame. Yellowstone and Glacier National Park remained big draws in 2016, bolstered by the National Park Centennial. Nickerson said 2017, while still a bit of a wild card, shows promise.
Nationally, they're still saying that consumer confidence is quite high and that consumer spending is okay. And when those things are up, we think we'll probably have like a 2% increase in both the spending and the number of visitors in the state of Montana.
Domestic travelers are still the state's bread and butter when it comes to tourism. International visitors only make up 3% of the total. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.